Simon Reish Nun Beis. Melchami says as follows. Mutter lahachil melchachil b'melocha b'erev Shabbos samal chashechom. You could start a melocha on Friday right before sunset. Very close. Now, even though before we said that there's you shouldn't do melocha close to Shabbos, but here, look what's going to happen. Even though you will not be able to finish that pursuit before Shabbos begins, but but it will finish automatically on its own during Shabbos. For example, I'm sure you all know how to do these things. For example, to soak ink pellets or other pellets in water. And they will dissolve over Shabbos. And then after Shabbos, you have ink or anything like that. Or another example, V'la says onim, you see the, it says agudas, you could take bundles, shel pishtan, of flax. Everybody knows what flax look like and how flax works. And you take the flax, everybody knows the way you take make linens from flax, and but you can't just, flax, just like anything else that we use in clothing, has to be processed. So you take them, latanur kisheshis lavnu, so you put them into like an oven or into a vat so they cook, so to speak. And that process will have, takes a while. So you do that on Friday afternoon. It takes a while, so I'll just let it sit there. I'm not doing anything. It's just gonna sit there and it will whiten on its own. Well, same as Yora are also to put wool into the vat. She'enu al ha'esh, because they had to, I never saw it, but I saw a video of it. Wool off of a sheep. And we always think of these cute little sheep, you know, and they're nice, and they're, it's really like, the wool is really like disgusting. It's really, like, I mean, you know, like, you know, it takes a while for the sheep to take baths. They don't take them that often, so you can have the wool, you know, like, not nice. So you had to put it into a yora, into a vat. She'enu al ha'esh, it's not on the fire. We'll see. V'hitocha betit, and the vat is sealed with clay. It's sealed shut. So we'll see why it has to be sealed shut. She'enu al ha'esh, because if the vat that you're warming, you're cooking the wool in, is on the fire, right? To cook it to, so that's usur. You're not allowed to do that before, even before Shabbos. Why? And put the, just like any other, like food, we'll get to food also. Because we're scared maybe you'll stir the coals, right? Because again, you can imagine it's sort of like cooking the wool. It's not sort of, you are. So again, the same problem issue that we'll have by cooking, we're having here by a non-food article, but even though you're also cooking it, that is maybe you'll stir the coal so that it will process better. But even getting back to the original point, let's say the wool is not on a fire, it's just you're putting in into this vat. Unless that vat is sealed, also, it's still no good. Why? I'm not cooking. What's the problem? Shemayagis babakaf, because maybe I'll stir with a big spoon, a big spatula, whatever you want to call it. I'll stir the wool that's sitting in this vat being processed. And as we'll also learn later, if someone stirs a pot, even if the pot's not on the fire, right? Just the mere act of stirring, that's cooking, right? Because we all know if you have a pot and it's hot, even if it's not cooking, even if it's not on the fire, but you stir it, it's a big issue. And you stir it, so we all know stirring something, all cooks stir things to make the heat cook evenly. So again, getting back to the wool, so it has to be sealed. The vat has to be sealed, and you put the wool in, and then before Shabbos, you take it off the fire, and then you let it sit there. It's hot, but it's sealed, so you won't stir it. Now again, so in that case you could do it. It's off a fire and it's going to sit in that solution and it's sealed. The vat is sealed. The wool vat is sealed before Shabbos. That would be okay, even though it will be processing on Shabbos. You start it right before. Umotur lifras v'mitsudos chayos v'olfos v'dagim. You could put out a trap for a wild animal or birds or for fish. V'mitsum Shabbos. And they get trapped in the trap on Shabbos. So again, I set the trap before Shabbos. They'll get trapped. They'll get trapped on Shabbos. What's the next page? Okay, you know what? Maybe we'll... Well, let's finish the machaber. Mitzur lim korleinu Yehudi latino somel chashecha. You could sell something to a goy and give it to him, put it on his back, so to speak. Next page, 34. Right before Shabbos of Vavad, Shietzim, Pisco, Mimpesach, Beisel, Mibel Yom. But the goy has to leave your house before Shabbos. Again, that would be okay. That would be okay because, again, you did it before Shabbos. It's completed after Shabbos. He's going to be taking it to his house on Shabbos. But again, it's the same concept. The concept is that you started something before Shabbos, you put it into motion before Shabbos, and it by itself, without me doing anything, it will be completed on Shabbos, so that would be okay. Okay, we'll merge our shambling this up tomorrow.